The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Good evening, everyone. Now here on WKLM, it's time for boys high school basketball as Highland takes on Indian Valley in the Reese Center. Here with the call for the game is Jake Seidel.
Well, thank you very much, Brogan. Getting set for this matchup between the Highland Hawks and the Indian Valley on top of the IVC South Conference so far this season. We'll talk with Hawks head coach Mark Schlabel heading your way next here on the pregame show.
With the skyrocketing energy costs we are facing today, now is the time to look at replacing your old drafty windows and doors. Hi, this is Nevin Mast at Home Siding Contractors. We offer only the best in replacement windows and doors on the market today, like Provia. From product to installation, we can do it all with doors and windows that pay for themselves and energy cost savings. Check out our complete line of products and services at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 81% lean ground chuck, $3.48 a pound. Beef shoulder boneless English roast, $4.59 a pound. And a 3-pound bag of California sweet seedless navel oranges for $1.99. We also have Gerber's chicken thighs, $1.99 a pound. Beef shoulder boneless English steak, $4.69 a pound. Beef stew meat, $4.99 a pound. And pork shoulder steak for $2.19 a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Roman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Our truck sale has been extended at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and now through January 16th, you can take advantage of the largest discounts ever on Ram Heavy Duty, and we have plenty in stock. That's right, rebates and discounts of 10 to 15% on 2023 Ram inventory now. You want more rebates? We've got them. Ford announced their biggest rebates in 2 years on the top-selling F-150 this month, too. So don't wait. These rebates won't last long. Get giant savings on Rams and Ford F-150s now through January 16th. At Village Motors in Millersburg.
Jake Settle here with Hawks head coach Mark Schlabel. And coach, we know you like to play a tough schedule. You had a game against Luther and East your last time out, and you hung with them. You got within 1 or 2 points a few times, just weren't able to get over the hump.
Yeah, I mean, thought we did some good things. We did leave a few points out there, and you know, when you're playing a really good team like Luther and East, you just can't make any mistakes, and we made a few, but it's a game we'll hopefully learn from.
And Sammy Detweiler had himself a night shooting the basketball that night, too.
Yeah, I mean, he, I think he got a little bit tired there at the end, but I thought that overall, you know, first game back for him playing against a really tough team, he did well. And, now it's just a matter of, as a team, just, figuring out what we want to do with him back in the lineup here.
Indian Valley, one loss on the season. It's always seems like they get a good squad out here for IBC play. What are you expecting to see out of the Braves tonight?
Well, they're really well coached. They're going to be well prepared. Indian Valley, they play at their pace. Offensively, they're balanced. And then defensively, they're going to be really solid. So it's going to, we know that anytime we play them, it's going to be a really tough game.
What do you want to see out of your guys tonight, Coach?
We've got to rebound the ball. We've got to take care of the ball. They're going to press us some. And, we've got to make sure offensively that we're getting the ball to the right people. And, just got to execute at the offensive end.
Thanks for your time tonight, Coach. Good luck against Indian Valley.
All right, thank you.
Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Sierra Pacific Products are an MRB Siding Supply. Their products will enhance any decor and make any home brighter, more inviting, and more comfortable with wood interior windows in 9 wood species. With 70 exterior colors, whether you're replacing, renovating, remodeling, or rebuilding, they have exactly what you're looking for. From the Sierra Pacific Transcend replacement windows and doors to their Westchester double hung windows. That's MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at mrbsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRB Siding Supply.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters, and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Our truck sale has been extended at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and now through January 16th, you can take advantage of the largest discounts ever on Ram Heavy Duty, and we have plenty in stock. That's right, rebates and discounts of 10 to 15% on 2023 Ram inventory now. You want more rebates? We've got them. Ford announced their biggest rebates in 2 years on the top-selling F-150 this month, too. So don't wait. These rebates won't last long. Get giant savings on Rams and Ford F-150s now through January 16th. 16th at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerine Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerine has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerine provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerineHospital.org.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs.
Back at the Reese Center, getting set up for the Hawks and the Braves tonight in the JV contest. It was Highland getting the victory with the JV squad by the final score of 53-36 in the JV game. Indian Valley on the season coming in with a record of 8-1 on the season. They started off the season a 56-50 win over Cambridge and a 72-43 win over New Comerstown. Beat Martins Ferry 70-64 before suffering their only loss to Sandy Valley 64-56. Then they came back, beat Claymont 63-34, Garraway 54-44, John Glenn 59-52, Perry 54-46, and they just came out of a close one in a little bit of a rivalry matchup for them with Tuskegee Valley by the final score of 60-57. The Trojans off to a pretty good start this season as well. Meanwhile, Highland on the other side, they are 5-2 on the season. They're coming off a loss to a very good Lutheran East team in the first Federal Holiday Showcase, 52-42. Before that, they beat University School 64-58. Wins also against Garraway, Sandy Valley, Tuskegee Valley, Spire Academy, and Triway. Their other loss coming against Dover by the final score of 42-38. Taking a look at our area standings, Highland is the top team in the area with a 6-2 record. Triway right behind them, 5-4. Then Central Christian, 4-3. Wayndale's 4-4. Garraway's 3-3. Loudonville is 3-6. West Holmes, 1-6. And Danville, 1-9. In the IVC, in the North Division, Malvern is 5-0. Buckeye Trail is 4-1. East Canton in third at 3-2. Newcomerstown is 2-2. Strasburg is 1-3. TCC is 1-3. And Conotton Valley, 0-5 in North Division play. And in the South side, Highland on top with a record of 3-0. Then Indian Valley and Sandy Valley tied at 3-1. Sandy Valley with that win has the tiebreaker. Claymont's 2-2. Tuskegee Valley and Garraway both 1-3. And Ridgewood is 0-3. Other action around the area tonight. Boys high school basketball. West Holmes visiting Lexington. Garraway hosting Claymont. Triway is at Manchester. That's always a interesting game between those two Pac-7 rivals. Of course, the superintendent of Triway coached up for the Manchester Panthers for a while. Hillsdale hosts Wayndale. Central Christian is at St. Peter's. Fredericktown hosts Danville. Crestline's at Loudonville. Mansfield Seniors at New Philadelphia. Worcester hosts Madison. Ashland's at Mount Vernon. Tuskegee Valley hosts Ridgewood. Newcomerstown's at Malvern. Buckeye Trail hosts Conotton Valley. And Strasburg battles TCC. On the girls' side, Central Christian is at St. Peter's. We'll go ahead, take another timeout, come back, and we'll speak with Troy Fritz as we get set up for this matchup between the Hawks and the Braves on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
If you own an SUV or light truck, finding the perfect tire just got a whole lot easier. Let Holmes Tire LLC show you what the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56 can do for your daily drive. Stop by today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Millersburg, 330-674-0025, or their other locations in Spencer, 330-648-2401, Mount Vernon, 740-392-1811, and Loudonville, 419-408-3607.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com. A single-family home located at 10229 Township Road 67 in Kilbuck is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $850,000. This property was built in 2002 and has four bedrooms and two full and two partial baths with 4,912 square feet. Located in the West Tolls Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Jamie Miller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at Kaufman Realty.
Back at the Reese Center, Jake Seidel joined by Troy Fritz as we get set up for this one. And Troy, kind of taking a look back at this last game against a very good Luther and East team, Sammy Detweiler in his first game back of the season, 17 points. Nick Wigton added 12 in that 52-42 loss. And really, it's been the Nick Wigton and Alex Yoder show starting off this season, and now they have Sammy Detweiler back to add a little bit of outside shooting.
Well, and that certainly helps, especially when you start getting into the meat of this IVC. You know, it's just another night in the IVC here and then at the Reese Center. Another very good team coming in here. But, you know, you bring up that game against Lutheran East. And Highland, you know, that was a very, very, very good Lutheran East team that we saw here. You know, Highland did a lot of good things in that game with them. I think one thing Highland has yet to do is score well consistently across the board. So, you know, to your point, having Sammy back in the lineup here gives Highland that extra piece they need for scoring opportunities. And, you know, that should get Highland off and running here tonight.
And we've also seen some growth from Connor Beachy and Alex Miller playing some great defensive basketball and being able to get to the bucket when they need to.
Well, Connor's that kid that'll come in there and he just gives you 110% all the time. You know, he does not have a slow speed on the floor. And Alex, you know, the experience he got playing as a freshman last year as a guard, what it's done for him this year, it's amazing. He's playing very well with a lot of composure for a sophomore on the floor and does just a great job for the Hawks.
They got another piece back a few games ago as well in Logan Hirschberger, who still's got that hand kind of bandaged up, wrapped up to make sure he can play. But when he's gone out there and played defense, he's able to scrap with the best of them.
Well, he is, and Logan's a kid that brings you a lot of quickness. He's a very fast ball player, and he's got quick first steps. So he's good defensively, and, you know, when that hand's better and get the hand of the ball offensively, he'll be another threat for the Hawks as well.
Now, you look at this Indian Valley squad. They're 8-1 for a reason. Seems like every year they got some big kids coming out, able to put together a big, good run in the IVC South. That's why this is one of the premier games every year in this conference.
Well, it is. And we know this IVC is a very physical conference, and Indian Valley comes in here. They're able to hold up their end of the deal on that. They're going to play a big physical brand of basketball underneath. They have exceptional athletes on that side of the floor. So this should be one great ball game tonight, Jake.
Well, we'll talk more about that here in just a little bit as we have about 5 minutes on the pregame clock as we get set for tip-off between the Hawks and the Braves here on WKLM.
Viker Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mixed styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Viker Concrete has served homes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Viker Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Viker Concrete.
With unpredictable power outages affecting homeowners more frequently than ever, Generac's best-selling home standby generators are designed to protect your home and family from extended power failures. This is Carrie Taylor inviting you to partner with Millersburg Electric and Generac for a free in-home assessment to identify the right generator for your backup power and financial needs. Power you control with peace of mind from Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
When you're thinking of old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRB Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRB Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRBsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRB Siding Supply.
Our truck sale has been extended at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and now through January 16th, you can take advantage of the largest discounts ever on Ram Heavy Duty, and we have plenty in stock. That's right, rebates and discounts of 10 to 15% on 2023 Ram inventory now. You want more rebates? We've got them. Ford announced their biggest rebates in 2 years on the top-selling F-150 this month, too. So don't wait. These rebates won't last long. Get giant savings on Rams and Ford F-150s now through January 16th. At Village Motors in Millersburg.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Getting set up for this matchup between Indian Valley and Highland, Jake Seidel and Troy Fritz with you as before we head break for the anthem and introductions here. Troy, what do the Highland Hawks have to do to get back in the win column tonight?
Well, for Highland, it's going to be about ball control and tempo here. If they can control this athletic team from Indian Valley, take care of ball in the half court, offensive set, good looks at the basket, Highland should come out on top tonight, Jake.
That's usually what we want to see out of there, and I'll add, I think we need to see Sammy Detweiler have another big game like he did last week against Lutheran East. As we get set for this one, you won't want to miss this one, folks. Tip-off just on the other side of this break on WKLM.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denko Marketing. And while Denko Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denko Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have Michigan Honeycrisp apples sold in tote bags, 99 cents a pound. Smith's Gallon Milk, $3.49. Lean Cuisine Entrees, two for $5. We also have Bob Evans Roll Sausage, $3.99. Oscar Mayer All Meat Franks, $2.99 a pound. Ocean Perch for $6.29. And Sea Bass Shrimp for $6.99. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
The starting lineups are brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the games at Finish Line Auto Body. Here's Troy Fritz with the starting lineups.
And thank you very much, Jake. Starting for Indian Valley tonight, your visitors on the scoreboard. They'll start with 5'9 senior guard Sam Carter, a 5'1" junior guard in Landon McPeak, a 5'10" senior guard in Tanyan McComb. The guy inside, 6'2" senior forward, Tyson Pryor. And at the guard position, a 5'10" freshman in Riker Williams for Indian Valley. And for Highland tonight, they'll start out like this. The 6'1" senior guard, Sammy Detweiler. A 5'9" sophomore guard in Alex Miller. The 6'3" junior forward is Nick Wigton. 5'10" senior Connor Beachy, he's your guard. And in the middle for Highland tonight will be the 6'7" senior forward, Alex Yoder.
These starting lineups have been brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs. They'll have your car looking brand new. They'll even pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call at 330-674-1953. Highland in their home whites with the checkerboard pattern down the side in red and black. Highland on the front, black numerals on the front and back. Meanwhile, dark blues for the Indian Valley Braves, trimmed in white and red. And it will be Alex Yoder jumping against Tyson Pryor to get us started as the whistle. And we are underway at the Reese Center with Yoder winning the tip. And the Hawks will move left to right on your radio dial as it's Alex Miller. He'll give it up to Wigton. Now back around the horn for Beachy. Now there's Sammy Detweiler finding Yoder on the left wing side. Back to Detweiler for three. No good. Rebound and put back. No good by Yoder. And coming up with the rebound is going to be McPeak for the Braves. He'll unload it for Williams. Williams going to try to get it up there. Sammy Detweiler got up and blocked that. And it'll be taken away as Wigton picks up the board. Wigton on the left wing side now. Finds Yoder on the left wing. Yoder working one-on-one against Pryor. Puts it up a little bit short. Hit the front of the rim. Give that rebound to Riker Williams once again. Williams across the timeline. Gives it up to Pryor. Pryor one-on-one. Loses the basketball. Sammy Detweiler has it. He'll take it across the timeline and waits for reinforcements. Detweiler calls out the play at center court. Gives it up to Miller. Now left wing side for Wigton. Now Beachy. Beachy on that left wing. Gives it up top to Yoder. Yoder and Miller now. Miller thought about a college range three. Now drives in, kicks it to Wigton for a right wing three. Back iron, no good. Rebound brought in by Yoder. And he'll get it to Beachy. Beachy driving in now. Jump stop, turn. Shot put of a shot. Bounces in and off. Hangs on the rim and he'll drop it in for two.
Nice turnaround jumper under the bucket by Connor Beachy.
And I say a shot put shot because that's what it looked like. Is just extended that arm straight up. Near side, driving now, here's McPeak. He'll kick it out on the left wing side for Carter. Back around the horn for Williams as he moves to the right wing side and gives up to Pryor. Back to Williams, driving one-on-one against Detweiler. He'll fall down, loses the basketball. Detweiler picks it up. Detweiler will cross the timeline, gives it up to Wigton on that left wing. Wigton to drive in, now picks up his dribble. Jump shot from the left of the lane, no good. Give that rebound to Tanyan McComb. Near side now for Pryor. Pryor driving in, one-on-one, puts it up. Denied by Alex Yoder. Yoder with another block will give it to Sammy Detweiler to bring it up and across the timeline. Detweiler lobs it inside for Yoder. He goes over a player's head, and he'll lay it in for two.
Nice catch and shot there by Alex Yoder.
Just stuck his arms in front of his defender's head and had such a height disadvantage there. He's able to put it in for two, and all of a sudden it's 4-0 Hawks.
Absolutely.
Right wing side, McPeak has it now. Picks up his dribble, looking for some help. Gives it up to Carter. He'll dribble to the top of the key. Now moves right wing side. Bounce pass is off the mark. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll be a turnover and give the ball to the Highland Hawks.
Highland defense has been very, very good on Indian Valley's end of the floor here.
Full court press from the Braves now as they'll inbound this one to Sammy Detweiler. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies player of the game. Six Monies is your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Save today with their latest offerings at sixmonies.com. Six Monies, where quality and service never go out of style. Detweiler lobs it in once again to Yoder. He has the ball stripped, able to get it out to Wigton, though. Now Beachy drives the lane, kicks it out. Right wing three from Hershberger. No good as Logan Hershberger threw one up and had it knock off the rim. Rebound brought in by Sam Carter. Carter now up top will kick it on the left wing side for McComb. McComb looks to drive in now. Kicks it out into the corner for McPeak. He'll drive up now. Goes to the left side of the lane. Throws up a floater. Can't get it. Alex Yoder with the rebound as he'll give it up to Hershberger. Left wing side for Wigton. He'll take a long two. Noah's tried to pass it. Hit off the bottom of the backboard. And now a foul going to go against, they're going to say, Tanyan McComb. And with a little bit of contact against Detweiler, he went down there trying to pick up that. We're going to call that an errant pass off the backboard, not a shot.
I believe it was a pass. It kind of looked a little funky there, didn't it?
Detweiler will check out, and it'll be Alex Miller to inbound this one. Miller gets it into Beachy on the right wing side. He'll dribble up to the right wing. Now back down to Miller. Miller drives in, looked to kick it out, ran in some contact. Ball's loose on the floor, picking it up on that left side. Caleb Mishler. Right wing side now for Miller. He'll drive into the lane, turn, shoot. A blocking foul, no good on the shot, but he'll go to the line and shoot a pair.
Yeah, I really like what Highland's doing here early on. They're attacking the inside of this Indian Valley team here right off the bat.
McPeak will pick up his first team second. And at the line, shooting two will be Alex Miller. Miller puts up the front end, no good. Stay tuned for immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. Brought to you tonight by Rhodey's IGA. Brogan Steimel will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way till midnight. Detweiler back in. Miller with the ball for his second attempt. Puts it up, and that one will tickle the twine. 5-0 now, Hawks. 4:13 to play, first quarter. As the Hawks' stingy defense has been the difference in this one. Across the timeline is McPeak working against Hershberger. McPeak to the far sideline, trying to cross up Hershberger. He'll lose the basketball. It'll go out of bounds. And that is already the fourth turnover on the Indian Valley Braves.
And there's Logan Hershberger. He's getting some early action here tonight, and he's paid dividends already on the defensive end for Highland.
So we'll see Wigton check back in. We heard Coach Schlabel talk about it in the pregame interview. Now, he knew they were going to have to come out and play physical, and he's doing a good job so far rotating his bench. Make sure he's got fresh legs out there at all time. Miller kicks it to Wigton. He'll take a step to his left. Puts up a three off the rim. No good. Rebound brought in by McComb. That's Tanyan McComb. Across the timeline. Thought about a three. Now here's Pryor. He wants to drive in against Miller. Or pardon me, Yoder. He will get past him and put it up for two.
Very good move by Tyson Pryor. Very athletic forward for Indian Valley.
Left wing side now for Alex Miller. He'll reset. Now Detweiler, right wing side, thought about a three. Now he's got a man in his face. Drives, pulls back, drives into the lane. Mid-range jumper off the front of the rim. Rebound going to be brought in there by that was Sondrick. Reset back up top here now with Williams. Williams, top of the key, looks to move right wing side. Now sets back up top. Wants to kick it to Pryor on the right. Pryor will get it. Now gets a screen. Driving in is Pryor. He's going to get called. No, he's going to get a block call. He'll go to the line and shoot two after the missed shot.
Oh, 50-50 call there. Coach Schlabel not happy the direction that went, and I do not blame him.
You know, they say that restricted area still exists in high school, even without the arch in Ohio. As Hershberger will pick up his first, team's first. And Pryor will miss the front end of that one. And that might be another one where the ball don't lie is appropriate.
Yeah, Logan Hershberger did a great job getting down there and establishing his position and got mowed over.
Pryor takes the shot, missed them both. Rebound to Detweiler. So 5-2 here, 3 minutes to play, first quarter. Detweiler across the timeline. He's got a screen from Yoder. Takes it, now gets it on the right wing side for Wigton. Now trying to lob it into Yoder. He has that one knocked away. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Indian Valley, so that'll save the Hawks a turnover.
Yeah, good job on the defensive overplay down there by Sundrup.
I think that was Sundrup that got in there, just got his hand inside. playing like a defensive back to knock that ball
absolutely.
Away.
He had a big task guarding a 6'7 Alex Yoder down the right block.
Wigton looking to inbound. He'll get this one into Miller. Miller to Yoder on the left wing. Yoder makes a move. Dribble's going to hand this one off to Beachy. Beachy drives in, puts it up, and he'll get it to fall.
Yeah, great take by Beachy on the left hand.
7-2 now. Connor Beachy has four of those points. So we'll go up top with Luke Wells. Now left wing side for Sundrup. Sundrup trying to kick it out top, and he will. Now right wing side around the horn to Riker Williams. Drives in from the top of the key, throws it up, no good, but Detweiler going to pick up his first personal. Got him on the arm as he was going up.
Detweiler got that foul, but he got that on the help side defensive rotation. Highland is doing an excellent job here early on rotating their defense.
So that will send Riker Williams to the free throw line. First attempt is up, and that's in. Second attempt is up and in as well. And that'll make it 7-4, 2:20 to play here in the first frame. Jake Seidel and Troy Fritz with you. Brogan Stimel's back at WKLM Sports Central. It's Alex Miller in the backcourt, working against Luke Wells. Will get across the timeline, finds Wigton. Now Beachy down on the left wing. Beachy takes some dribbles, now finds Wigton back at the top of the key, back left wing side, now in for Yoder. He'll be fouled from behind. Sundrop will pick that one up.
Yep, tried that overplay again. He got caught on the reach this time. But Indian Valley starting to pick up their defensive intensity a little bit here, Jake.
So that's his first, team's third of the quarter. Not a shooting foul, though. So lob it in to Beachy on the left side. Now Wigton up top. Wigton dribbles to the right wings, hands it off to Detweiler. He's double-teamed immediately. Right wing side for Wigton now. He'll get down in the corner. Here's a three on its way, and no good off the hand of Miller. But the offensive board by Beachy and putback is good for two. Beachy with six. It's 9-4 with 1:40 to play in the quarter. Hawks on top. Driving on the right wing side there is Carter working against Alex Miller. Carter, bounce pass to Luke Wells. I'm not sure his other foot was in bounds. He'll get it now, drives in, and now underneath a foul going to go against Wigton. A little too much pressure as he drove to the bucket.
Yeah, Luke Wells had to step on the baseline, took Wigton to the hole, drew the foul.
His first, team's third. 1.5 to play here. They're not going to call that a shooting foul as they'll get it inside to McPeak. He'll put it up, misses the shot. Beachy had some pressure. Pryor gets the rebound, went up with it. It's knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with Indian Valley. Pryor not happy he didn't get a call there. He thought his arm got grabbed.
I would agree.
Looking to inbound here is Carter. He does get it into Pryor. Pryor, free throw line. Kicks it out right wing side. Now driving in, here's Sundrup again. He'll put it up for two.
Yeah, good reverse there by Sundrup, going with the left hand.
9-6 now, a three-point ball game. Wigton across the timeline, drives on the left side. Now gives it up to Yoder. Yoder fakes the pass. Now drives in, floater from the free throw line. No good. Sammy Detweiler, though, with the offensive board. Gets it to Wigton, who fakes a three and will reset up top with under a minute to play in the quarter. Right wing side for Beachy. Down in the corner now for Miller. He'll take a three. Rims out. Rebound going to be brought in by Carter. Carter across the timeline with it. Kicks it over on that left wing side once again for McComb. McComb drives top of the key. Now turns around. Indian Valley pulls out the four corners to try to take some time off this clock. 30 seconds to play in the quarter now. McComb back with it from Carter. Working one-on-one with Beachy. Now kicks it right wing side to Carter. Down into the corner. Sullendrop going to drive in there, and he'll lay it up and in for two.
Well, he lights that up and under a left-handed shot.
And it's a one-point game, 9-8 here in the first quarter. Miller across the timeline with 10 seconds to play. Miller picks up his dribble, finds Yoder. Now 7 seconds. Yoder gives it up to Sammy Detweiler. Detweiler going to jump in. Mid-range jumper off the rim. No good. Rebound to Wells with 1 second. Half-court heave. No good as it falls short of the bucket. And that'll be how we end the first quarter of play. And after one quarter of play, it is Highland 9, Indian Valley 8. We'll take a timeout and be back on WKLM.
Our
truck sale has been extended at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and now through January 16th, you can take advantage of the largest discounts ever on Ram Heavy Duty, and we have plenty in stock. That's right, rebates and discounts of 10 to 15% on 2023 Ram inventory now. You want more rebates? We've got them. Ford announced their biggest rebates in 2 years on the top-selling F-150 this month, too. So don't wait. These rebates won't last long. Get giant savings on Rams and Ford F-150s now through January 16th at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Energy efficiency, no maintenance, noise reduction, and easy cleaning are some of the many benefits of vinyl windows. Vinyl windows are easy to install and are known to reduce energy costs. Save money on heating and cooling bills by cutting down on the air that escapes through your windows today. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast at Home Siding Contractors. From product to installation, we do it all affordably and efficiently. Call us at 888-725-6619 or visit us at homesiding.com.
Well, simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. While there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan to take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 South in Millersburg. Jake Seidel and Troy Fritzenhack with you as they'll inbound this one in the backcourt to McPeak. Indian Valley looking to take the lead here on this possession. McPeak going to send it down to McComb. Now inside, Pryor working one-on-one, puts it up, and he'll get it to fall in, arguing for a one-and-one. He has 4 points, and Indian Valley with their first lead of the night at 10-9. Across the timeline here is Miller. He'll get it up to Wigton. Now back to Miller on the right wing side. He wants to drive in, double team. Tried to kick it over to Yoder, but that pass intercepted. Now taken away at midcourt. Ball is going to be picked up by Yoder after three players try to grab possession of it, sliding on the floor. And we'll reset with Wigton on the left wing side from Detweiler. No good for the three. Rebound going to go to Landon McPeak. 10-9 Braves here in the second quarter. That ball almost knocked away again, and Landon McPeak will pick it up at center court. Goes left wing side, now kicks it down to McComb in the corner, trying to get it into Pryor again. A late foul call, but a correct foul call. Going to go against Alex Yoder as he picks up his first.
You can see that Indian Valley here, they've made an adjustment. They're making a concentrated effort to put that ball down inside to Pryor on the block.
We'll get the first quarter numbers here when we get a break. This one's lobbed way up top, grabbed by Sam Carter. He'll give it up on the right wing side for Riker Williams. Back around the horn now, driving in. Here's McPeak, gets underneath the basket, tries to kick it out. Williams has it. He wants to turn around. Might have shuffled his shoes there, and they will get that walking call. A little bit of a delayed call, but it looked like when he went to jump stop, his feet moved out from under him. First quarter stats from Troy Fritz. Highland 0 of 5 from downtown, 0 of 1 is Indian Valley. Hawks shooting 4 of 12 from two-point range, 3 of 7 for the Braves. 1 of 2 from the charity stripe is Highland, 2 of 4 for Indian Valley. Hawks with a slight rebounding edge as Wigton has the ball knocked out of his hands, and it'll go out of bounds. It'll stay with the Hawks. 10 rebounds for Highland, 9 for Indian Valley. 4 turnovers by the Braves and none by the Hawks in the first quarter. Miller going to inbound this one, finds Beachy. Now Wigton out on the right wing side. He's going to get it off to, and now driving in here, Sammy Detweiler. He'll put it up after some contact on a short shot. Can't get it to fall. That rebound was brought in by McPeak. McPeak looking to go coast to coast now. Gets an open lane to the bucket. Alex Yoder gets up top and swats him away. One on two the other way for Beachy. He'll look to lay it up. No good. He wanted a foul. None called. Give that rebound to Sam Carter. Officials letting him play down low. Carter crosses the timeline here. Looking to give this one up to McPeak. McPeak almost had the ball knocked away by Miller. Alex Miller working a one-on-one, and now he'll be called for a foul after getting a little too close and personal with McPeak.
This is the kind of defensive intensity we thought we were going to see here tonight. Neither team getting on track offensively, but give credit to both defenses.
So that's these first for Miller. Second of the quarter on the Hawks. Here's McPeak now off the inbound. Has the ball knocked away. Now it's picked up, though. Driving in, missing the shot, though, is Riker Williams. Rebound by Tyson Pryor, and he'll put it in for two. And now it's 12-9. Largest lead of the day for Indian Valley. Miller across the timeline, working against McPeak. Drives in, kicks it left wing side. Wigton fakes a three, and he walked. moved his feet before he put the ball on the floor. Official right there to catch that one.
Licton thought about the three, had second thoughts, and that's where he got himself in trouble and committed to travel.
You know, I know they're not shooting too well from downtown right now, but you're that wide open. Pull the trigger on that one. McPeak across the timeline. Gets it off and now gets it back. McPeak, left wing side, kicks it up top to Williams. He beats Detweiler. Now back down to McPeak. He wants to drive the baseline, kicks it back out to Williams on the left corner. Williams dribbles up and will find Pryor. Pryor looking to drive one-on-one from the top of the key. Almost has that ball taken away. Kicks it out to McPeak in the corner. He'll miss the three. Rebound tied up there. And they're actually going to say a foot was on the line by McComb. And the rebound going to go to the Highland Hawks. And head coach Tyrone Miller not happy with the call. He's arguing with the official. We have a substitution coming in.
Yeah, I think he's going to argue that Logan Hertzberg grabbed that rebound with a foot on the end line instead.
It would have been a tie-up either way if they were inbound. As Miller across the timeline, McPeak really just trying to face guard him so far in this
game. Absolutely.
As Detweiler has it now in the inside corner. Now to Miller in front of the Indian Valley bench. He'll get up to Yoder up top. Now left wing side for Hershberger. Hershberger fakes the pass to the cunning Yoder. Finds Detweiler up top. Now lobbed into Yoder. He'll turn. Puts the floater up and drops it in.
That's a good shot there. That's something that Indian Valley cannot stop if Alex gets his arms extended.
Make that 4 now for Alex Yoder today. As driving in now, here's Pryor kicking it up and in. No good, but a foul. He'll shoot two as Yoder picks up his second.
Yeah, Alex is going to have to be careful here. He does not want to pick up three before the half, and I think he's going to find the bench.
And it looks like we're going to see Zeke Boddicker check in. As the first attempt is up and in from Pryor this time.
Give Indian Valley credit. They were intentionally putting that ball in the low post going after Yoder.
Second attempt is missed. Rebound goes to Wigton. So a two-point lead, 13-11. As Miller's across the timeline. Miller gives it up to Wigton. Now back to Miller on the right wing. Gets a screen from Boddicker. Miller picks it up. Finds Hershberger up top. Almost lost that basketball. He'll give that one up. And now Miller has an Indian Valley crowd screaming for a double dribble. Miller trying to drive in. He'll be fouled before the shot. And it's going to be Landon McPeak picking up his second team's first of the quarter.
Yeah, Alex Miller made a good quick move to the basket. They had no option but to grab him.
So we'll see Sam Carter check back in as McPeak will check out with two fouls. 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Lobbed into Hershberger in the corner. He'll find Wigton on the left wing. Wigton, cross court to Boddicker. He'll give it up to Detweiler. Detweiler trying to get a screen off. Kicks it left wing side. Wigton down in the corner. Miller tries a three. Off the rim. Now hits off the rim again. Knocked around, and Detweiler will come up with a board. He fakes a three. Had a head fake. Now he cuts to the basket after passing it to Wigton. No good. And that rebound brought in by Sundrup. Right wing side driving in now. Riker Williams will lay it up for two. That makes it 15-11 here. 3:20 to play, first quarter. Detweiler, right wing side. Almost loses the basketball, gets rid of it to Wigton on the left wing. Wigton driving in, kicks it out. Hershberger now drives in, lobs it underneath for Boddicker, kicks it out. Here's a three from Wigton. Got it.
Great ball movement there by Highland to set up Wigton.
It's a big three right there. Makes it a one-point game, 15-14. So we see Beachy getting set to get back in the ball game. 3 minutes to play until halftime. Carter dribbling on the left wing side. He'll find Williams. Williams back up top to McComb. McComb driving in, turns around, puts it up, and he'll get it to fall in, working against Hershberger.
Yeah, he got Hershberger turned around, got the easy layup.
Worked that pivot foot like magic as across the timeline is Detweiler. 17-14 the lead. Detweiler fakes the drive in, now makes a head fake. He'll take the jumper as he falls back and gets two.
Yeah, great pump fake. He got two defenders off their feet. He split them.
Back to a one-point game, 17-16, 2:20 to play until halftime. Great job by Hershberger defending in front of his own bench.
Yeah,
knocks that ball out.
I love his energy out there. Not a better time to make a play like that's when you dive into your own bench in front of coach.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Money's Player of the Game, known for their super soft styles. Six Money's can outfit your entire family for any sporting event. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmoneys.com. Six Money's, where quality and service never go out of style. McPeak kicks it right wing side, driving in here. Solan drop, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Beachy. Beachy across the timeline, kicks to Wigton on the left wing. Wigton gets a screen. He'll take a three on that left wing. Front iron, no good. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds, and it didn't signal, but it looks like they're going Indian Valley. As that was Zeke Boddicker down low, tried to pull that one in, had it ripped out of his hands.
Good effort by Boddicker going after that board.
Sam Carter to inbound this one to Riker Williams. Riker almost has that ball taken away by Hirschberger. And I thought it was close to a double dribble there as Hirschberger now going to pick up a foul. It looked to me like Carter cradled that ball.
Might have caught that on his hip there a little bit, but Logan Hirschberger's defense has just been outstanding here tonight.
Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you tonight by Rhodey's IGA. Brogan Stein will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way till midnight. Daniel McComb inbounds this one. He'll get it into Carter. Carter up top, working one-on-one against Miller. Gets his pass down low. Now tried to lob it underneath. Somehow McComb will get that pass. He'll go up and for the shot, misses it. But Beachy will pick up the foul.
And McComb got that down the block, and Beachy was not going to let him have the easy one. He grabbed him and said, you're going to earn it.
Beachy picks up his first, team's fifth. And seems like the officials getting a little more stingy underneath the basket.
Intensity's picking up here a little bit. Both teams playing a little more physical, Jake.
First attempt from McComb is in. Second attempt to come. McComb puts it up. Front iron, no good. Rebound brought in by Nick Wigton. Kicks it on the left wing side. Beachy will bring it up and across the timeline. Now kicks it down in the corner for Boddicker. Back to Beachy. Beachy gets a screen from Boddicker into the corner. Resets. Now Wigton on the left wing. Detweiler on the near side now. Back to Miller on the right wing. Up top, Beachy left wing for Detweiler. Fakes a three. Pulls back. Now looks to drive in. Detweiler to the rim. He has his shot blocked, but a foul going to be called underneath. He'll go shoot two. I think they got Sunderop on that one.
They're going to say they got him with the body. It was a good clean block up in the air, but it was bad on the lower half.
That's his second, team's second of the quarter. Detweiler at the line shooting two. Front end is up and good for Detweiler. He's got three now. Get total service for your jewelry at the jewelry store with a free cleaning and inspection, and all the repairs are done right in their showroom at the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Detweiler with the ball for his second attempt. Puts it up. Back iron, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Luke Wells. 1:13 to play until halftime. As Carter has it in the backcourt, he'll drive across the timeline down on the left side for Wells. Back up top now for Williams. Kicks it back to Carter on the right wing side. Sam Carter, they'll break out the four corners again. As McComb has it, driving in, turns back up top for Carter. We're under a minute to play here in the second. Riker Williams has it. Now kicks it back out up top to Tanyan McComb. McComb one-on-one with Beachy. Pulls back, picks up his dribble. Might have got away with moving his foot there as he pulled the pass up. Now Riker Williams and back up top to McComb. McComb driving left wing side. Takes it in, and let's see here. An offensive foul. That'll be McComb's second.
And give Nick Wigton credit there. He saw him taking off for that lane on the left side. He established his position, took the charge.
Yoder going to check back in here. I think we're going to see him try to set up down low.
28 seconds to go here. A little bit of a risk bringing him in, pick that third foul.
Full court press. They get it into Detweiler on the near side. I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe a pick and roll from Yoder when Detweiler gets across, as he does now on the near side. Gives it up to Miller. Miller now with 16 seconds. Kicks it left wing side for Beachy. Back to Miller up top. Miller looking to make one miss. Finds Yoder. Yoder at the free throw line. Kicks it back to Miller. 7 seconds. Left wing side. Detweiler fakes a three. Takes some contact. Trying to drive in. Kicks it out. Wigton. He'll put up the buzzer beater. Off the rim. No good. give the rebound, though, to Sammy Detweiler, and that is how we end the first half of play. The score, Indian Valley 18 and Highland 17. We'll take a timeout and be back on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MBB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MBBSystems.com. MBB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season. If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner. With combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Our truck sale has been extended at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and now through January 16th, you can take advantage of the largest discounts ever on Ram Heavy Duty, and we have plenty in stock. That's right, rebates and discounts of 10 to 15% on 2023 Ram inventory now. You want more rebates? We've got them. Ford announced their biggest rebates in 2 years on the top-selling F-150 this month, too. So don't wait. These rebates won't last long. Get giant savings on Rams and Ford F-150s now through January 16th. 16th at Village Motors in Millersburg.
It is 18-17. The Indian Valley Braves with the lead. Jake Seinel and Troy Fritz with you back to talk about that first half. We'll go through the numbers here. Leading the way in the game right now, 7 points, Tyson Pryor. Pryor is shooting 3 of 4 from two-point land, but 1 of 4 from the charity stripe. After that, 4 each from Riker Williams. Williams shooting 1 of 2 from two-point land, 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. Noah Sundrup has 4 points as well. Sundrup shooting 2 of 3 so far from two-point land tonight. 3 points from Tanyan McComb. He's 1 of 1 from two-point land, 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. On the other side for the Highland Hawks, leading the way is Connor Beachy. Beachy 3 of 4 from two-point land. He's got 6 points, and then 4 from Alex Yoder. Yoder shooting 2 of 5 right now. 3 from Sammy Detweiler and Nick Wigton. Nick Wigton is 1 of 6 from downtown. Meanwhile, Sammy Detweiler is 0 of 1 from downtown, 1 of 5 from two-point land, and 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. And Alex Miller finishes off with 1. He has 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. With the first half team numbers now, here's Troy Fritz.
And thank you very much, Jake. Taking a look at those first half numbers for Indian Valley from three-point range, they would go 0 of 1, while Heidel would go just 1 of 9 from behind the arc. from two-point range. It'll be Highland going 6 of 18 for 33%. Indian Valley 7 of 15 for 47%. From the charity stripe, both teams 50%. Highland goes 2 of 4. Indian Valley is 4 of 8. Close rebounding here. One rebound advantage for Highland. They would grab 17 to 16 for Indian Valley in the first half. Indian Valley would commit 6 turnovers to just 2 for the Highland Hawks.
Rebounding leaders for Highland, Sammy Detweiler has 4, 2 on offense, 2 on defense. Alex Miller with an offensive board. Nick Wigton with 3, Connor Beachy with 2, 1 offensive. And Alex Yoder with 4, 2 offensive. 6 of the 16 rebounds by the Hawks on the offensive side right now. On the other side, 3 rebounds for McPeak. 2 from McComb, 2 offensive from Pryor, 2 from Carter. 1 from Williams, 2 from Wells, and 2 from Sundrup at the first half of play. And, you know, it's kind of like what we thought. Two teams that are out there, they're showing why they're in the top of the conference, in one of the most physical conferences in the state of Ohio.
Well, it absolutely is. Year in, year out, you're not going to find a tougher conference in this IVC. And, you know, I really like what Indian Valley's done here in this first half. They have played a really good brand of defense here on Highland. Highland is still struggling to shoot the ball well from outside, and you have to give credit to the Indian Valley defense for that, Jake.
Down by 1, what do the Hawks have to do to get back in front in this one and start to pull away?
Well, Highland's going to make some outside shots. If they can do that, it's going to open up things inside. But right now, they're not shooting the ball well, so it's allowing the defense from Indian Valley to sag a little bit. They're double-teaming Alex Yoder down the post. So the shots are coming hard. So they knock down a couple outside shots. It's going to pull that defense out. That gives Highland more room to operate.
It's a one-point lead for Indian Valley at halftime, 18-17. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. Second half action comes your next on WKLM.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success, and the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yorksville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
Well, getting set up for the second half here, Jake Seidel and Troy Fritz with you. Brogan Seidel's back at WKLM Sports Central. Hey, don't forget, folks, Classic in the Country is next week.
Oh, boy.
We got 3 days of action-packed girls basketball for you. We'll have more info on where you can tune in to watch those games and listen to those games coming up in the next week. But if you have never made it out to the Classic in the Country, doesn't matter if there's a team you're rooting for in that game. It's always fun to watch.
It's the best three-day weekend of the year right here in Berlin.
Hawks to start with the basketball here in the third quarter as Wigton inbounds this one to Miller in the backcourt. Miller kicks it left wing side now for Sammy Detweiler. Detweiler looks to drive in. Detweiler driving, and he'll get tied up underneath there. And that'll give the ball to Indian Valley. That's good defense there from Riker Williams. He's able to just grab that one and hold on as Detweiler was driving past. And that is turnover number three on the Hawks. Riker Williams up top with it now. Kicks it to Pryor on the left wing side. Now down in the corner to McPeak. Underneath on the block, Williams trying to turn around against Detweiler. Gets the shot up. No good. Rebound going to be brought in by Wigton. He'll give it up to Detweiler immediately. Detweiler bounce pass to Alex Yoder on the left block. Turns, puts the shot up. Rims around, pops out, pops back in for two. Alex Yoder has 6 points.
Highland needs to do a whole lot more of that.
And they'll regain the lead now, 19-18, 7:08 to play here, third quarter. Williams on the left wing side, pulls up, kicks it left wing side for McComb. McComb drives in, now takes a free throw line jumper, back iron, no good, rebound brought in by Detweiler. Detweiler having himself a night on the board so far.
That's five of them for Sammy.
Detweiler lobs it for Yoder, he'll put up the floater going to the bucket, give him two more.
Nice give and go, Sammy and Alex.
Another assist for Sammy Detweiler there. And that'll make it 21-18. Across the timeline, here comes McPeak. He moves to the right wing side, working against Miller. It's up top with Carter. Carter looking to drive right side of the lane. Finds Pryor, now gets it back to him. Driving the baseline, kicks the left wing side. Back around the horn to Williams. Williams drives in, kicks it back out to McComb. McComb kicks it back out on the right wing. Now down in the corner, McPeak. McPeak drives in, stutter step, but he traveled. Lost his pivot foot as he was trying to move the other way, as that'll be turnover number seven on Indian Valley.
Absolutely. Shuffled his feet underneath there. Good break for the Hawks.
Sam Carter going to check out full court press from the Braves once again. So they'll get it into Miller. More of a pseudo press. It's just one man back. He's working against McPeak as Miller brings it across the timeline. Lobs it right wing side. Now trying to get it down low to Detweiler. Ball is loose on the floor. And it'll be picked up there by McComb. Detweiler took a little shove in the back as he was trying to go down and pick up that ball. Left wing side for Pryor. Pryor takes a long two and he'll drain it.
Nice step back jumper for Pryor.
Pryor's got 9 points and that'll make it 21-20. Hawks still on top. Miller across the timeline, taking a lot of contact from McPeak. He'll give it up to Detweiler. Drives in, lays it up with the left hand, and drops it through for two.
Nice explosive first step by Sammy.
Right wing side for Pryor once again. One to go one-on-one against Yoder. Picks up his dribble, though. Still trying to get rid of it. He'll get it up top to Sunderup. Sunderup lobs it down low. Somehow McPeak able to hold on to that pass after it's tipped. No good. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds by Beachy, even though he took a hit in the air. I'm going to say he was clean. Both players going for the ball. It'll be a team rebound for the Indian Valley Braves. McPeak looking to inbound this one. Gets it into Williams. He'll turn around. Loses it. Now tosses it up and somehow gets it to fall. Going against Detweiler. Riker Williams now with 6 points for the Braves. Looking to move across the timeline. Here's Miller. Kicks it down in the corner to Wigton. Wigton had his jersey grabbed. Now it goes the other way. Williams working two-on-one. Drives in. Beachy will foul him as he goes up. As Connor Beachy picks up his second, team's first of the quarter. C.
see Riker Williams head to the charity stripe once again. You know, going off his name, I imagine his family, or his parents, a fan of Star Trek The Next Generation. Just like Troy Fritz here, our resident Patrick Stewart lookalike.
Now, that must be a hair joke. Now, if anybody knows who that is, you want to look that up. I don't look anything like that.
There's one feature that's about the same.
Okay, I'll go with that, Jake. I'm surprised you know who that is.
Oh, Patrick Stewart's been in everything. Second attempt is up and in.
4 for 4 for Riker.
In fact, we watched a version of the Christmas Carol that had him in it this winter.
All right.
Miller in the backcourt working against a full court press. Gets trapped across midcourt, drops, and let's see here, a travel? No, a jump ball call. It'll keep the ball with the Hawks, but I don't know how that's a jump ball. It didn't look like anyone else was touching the ball. It looked like the ball was laying underneath him.
Absolutely. Alex laid on top of the ball.
Ball's inbounded to Yoder. He'll get it on the right side to Miller. Miller with pressure now drops back, picks up his dribble. Left wing side. Here's Logan Hershberger. Hershberger pulls back now with Beachy on the left wing side. Beachy back to Hershberger on the right wing side. Now looking to reset. Finds Beachy driving in. Now pulls back. Back up top Hershberger down in the corner for Miller. Miller wants to reset for Sammy Detweiler. Lobbed into Yoder. He took some contact from underneath. He's going to look to drive in. He throws up the shot. No good, but a foul. He'll shoot a pair.
That's a good move there by Alex forcing his way to the basket. Highland having trouble getting their half-court set. Their spacing out there on the floor has been a little off for these last couple possessions.
Riker Williams picks up his first, team's first of the quarter. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Money's player of the game, offering design styles in both traditional and glitter. You never have to worry about looking good on game day. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmonies.com. Six Money's, where quality and service never go out of style. Yoder misses the front end of that one. Puts up the second attempt, and he'll drain that one. Make it 9 points for Yoder now. He leads the way for the Hawks. McPeak across the timeline, working one-on-one with Miller. Now here's Pryor. Pryor up top, working against Yoder. He'll put up a three on the right wing, drained it.
In the face of Alex Yoder, yet to boot. Nice shot.
27-24, the lead for the Braves now. As they have come storming back, and across the timeline is Miller. Miller gives it up to Detweiler. Detweiler, left wing side. Hershberger almost loses the basketball. Kicks it to Beachy, left wing side. Now Miller back to Detweiler on the left wing. Detweiler wants to drive in. Turns. Looking to pass. Just takes it to the bucket. No good, but a foul. He'll shoot two.
Good patience there by Sammy. He waited till the defender was on his back. Went up and drew the foul.
Stanley McComb will pick up his third. Tyrone Miller not a fan of that call. So he's still yelling at the official that he traveled. As Detweiler's front end is up and drained it. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years, located in Millersburg and serving surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Second attempt is up, and 2 for 2 goes Detweiler on that trip, and that gets it back to a 1-point lead as that ball knocked up in the air, and they're going to say it's off of Hershberger as McPeak was trying to get that ball inbounded to him.
Logan Hershberger is a very, very pesky defensive player for Highland. You got to love that.
And we'll get a substitution in Alex Miller right before the ball was about to give it up to Sundrup. Beachy going to check out here. Sundrup looking, gets the ball into McPeak. McPeak working against Hershberger, almost loses the basketball as he tried to dribble behind the back and gets it on the right wing side to Williams. Williams on the right wing working against Detweiler, kicks it out. Pryor puts up a three, drains it.
Stepped into another one. He's feeling it.
Timeout called by the Union Valley Braves. They now lead by 4, 30-26, 3:16 to play here in the third quarter. We'll take it with him and be back on WKLM.
Buckeye Career Center offers over 30 high school programs, 10 full-time adult programs, and several career enhancement options for adults with financial aid available for those who qualify. The new school year is underway, but it's never too early to start considering how Buckeye Career Center can help you discover your passion and prepare for your future through career technical education. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org or call 330-339-2288 to find out why we are Buckeye Proud.
Hey you, are you looking for driveway or base materials? I know just the place to go. D&M Rocks in Millersburg. They have shale products and culvert pipe, and they deliver. Or maybe you're looking for landscape supplies. D&M Rocks has that too.
Stop and see them on the hill behind Jitters, or give them a call to set up a delivery at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks.
A four-point lead for Indian Valley, 30-26, 3:16 to play here in the third quarter. And the Hawks have not been shooting well from outside tonight, and that's something they're going to need to get going here pretty soon.
Absolutely.
Working to break the press here, and they will get across with Hirschberger. Now he'll give it to Yoder. Yoder back up top, and that ball is tipped away. Not able to get back to it is Miller in the backcourt, and he'll run across as they have an odd man rush. Wigton left wing side, loans,
bingo.
Puts up a three and gets it.
They had numbers. Wigton knocked down the open three. His second triple of the night. Back to a one-point game, 30-29.
Up top now, here's McPeak. McPeak, bounce pass back to Pryor. Almost had it taken away by Hirschberger. Now going to drive against Yoder. He'll put it up, back iron brick, and it's brought in by Detweiler. Sammy Detweiler across the timeline. Back to Wigton on the left wing. Takes some contact. Now back to Detweiler driving in. Stops high off the rim. No good. Rebound going to be brought in and tied up. And that'll give the ball back to the Braves as Yoder got in there. Someone else was able to get in and grab it.
Yeah, good job by Alex in there fighting for that offensive board. Tie up. We'll give it back to the Braves. But Highland, good effort on the boards.
Sundrup going to check out here. Checking back in is Sam Carter. As ball's in is Landon McPeak working against Hirschberger. Hirschberger's been aggressive trying to take the ball away. He'll get it across the timeline on the left wing side to Williams. Williams in trouble, was double teamed, gets it back to Carter, now back to Pryor on the left wing. As they'll reset, spreading out the floor here, trying to waste some time. Williams looking to drive one-on-one, cleared out against Detweiler, but I guess they're going to say he didn't move that arm into him far enough. So now Carter kicks it down in the corner. Finds Luke Wells. Wells is going to lose it off his foot, and he'll go the other way.
Great defense down in the corner by Alex Miller, just giving him the business, made him turn it over.
Turnover number 8 to the chagrin of the Indian Valley faithful that made the trip to the Reese Center. As Miller across the timeline working against McPeak. Into the corner, here's Wigton. Wigton going to drive in, double team, puts it up from behind the basket. Missed, but rebounded right in the hands of Yoder. Now driving in here as Miller kicks it out. Wigton, a left wing three. Got
bingo!
It. And the Hawks regain the lead and now 6 points in the third quarter by Wigton.
Good time for Wigton to get hot for Highland. They need it.
Hirschberger going to pick up his third foul on the far side. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. Brought to you tonight by Rhodey's IGA. Brogan Steimel will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way till midnight. He'll inbound it to McPeak up at midcourt. McPeak working one-on-one against Beachy. Gets the pass off, but not to his teammate. He got it to Detweiler. He'll stretch it for Miller. Miller lays it up and in. 34-30. The Hawks up by 4. Across the timeline, McPeak gets it off to Sundrup. Sundrup almost loses that basketball working against Wigton. He's picked it up, kicks it left wing side for Pryor. Pryor looking to drive, now pulls back and resets to Carter, and around the horn finds its way to Williams. Williams almost gives it up trying to find Sundrup. Sundrup drives in, lays it up for 2.
Able to keep control of the ball.
Wigton gets it on an awkward pass from Miller and crosses the timeline near side. Under a minute to play here and 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. Hawks lead it by 2, 34-32. And they're going to try to hold for the final shot here in Indian Valley, content at the moment, not pressing. 20 seconds now in the quarter. Miller holding on to that basketball, will take a dribble, gives it up right wing side to Detweiler. Now he'll come up top, working one-on-one with Williams. 13 seconds now. So he'll try to get it up, and he's taken away. Here comes Tyrone. He's going to try to dunk it. He'll lay it up. He'll put it up and in. Tyson Pryor, I should say, and a foul on the other side before the shot with 2 seconds to go. We'll put it on Sam Carter. Team's third of the quarter.
That was a good foul by Indian Valley. That's going to make Highland take the ball back out of bounds with just under 3 seconds to go.
Wigton going to look to inbound this one. You got 3 seconds. You can even take a dribble on this one. Miller does take that dribble. Now launches it from college range. Back iron, no good. But you can give the rebound to Sam Carter. And we will end the third quarter tied at 34 apiece as we move to the final frame. The Hawks looking to get a win here and stay at top. The IVC South will take a timeout and be back on WKLM.
Ready to turn back time? This is Dr. Emily Reeser of Dr. Brad Welsh & Associates. PDO threads are a non-surgical, minimally invasive way to achieve a youthful and lifted appearance. These dissolvable threads are skillfully placed under the skin to stimulate your body's natural collagen production. PDO threads can be used to address a wide range of concerns, including sagging skin, wrinkles, fine lines, and more. To see before and after pictures and the other cosmetic injection services we provide, visit our website at drbradwelsh.com. To schedule a consultation, give us a call at 330-674-4876.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
34 apiece as we start the fourth quarter. The ball inbounded to Miller for the Hawks. He'll move right wing side, gives it up to Sammy Detweiler. Now back to Miller on the right wing side. Miller looking up top now to Yoder. Left wing side for Beachy. Beachy back up top to Detweiler. Fakes a three, now drives in right side of the lane, lays it up for two. Detweiler now up to 9 points as he gets it going. Get you the third quarter numbers here at the first stoppage. As here's Sam Carter across the timeline, right wing side. Gets a screen from Williams. Now back up top to Pryor. Tyson Pryor moves to the left wing side. Yoder almost knocked that ball away. Now that ball is knocked away, and it's across the timeline and diving for it. And a five-car pileup and a timeout called as diving on the other side is Carter. Should have been called for a travel as he grabbed that ball. He was moving, but a timeout is granted to Indian Valley, and we'll keep it right here, go through those third quarter numbers. And real quick, I say five-car pileup. I say that because it seemed like every player was falling on the floor and getting into each other.
Three different Highland players diving after that loose ball. You love the effort.
Third quarter numbers from Troy Fritz. Hawks were 2 of 3 for 67% from downtown. Indian Valley, a perfect 2 for 2 in that third frame. 4 of 5 for the Hawks in the third quarter from two-point land. 4 of 8 were the Braves. From the charity stripe, Hawks went 3 of 4, 2 of 2 for Indian Valley. Hawks with 4 rebounds compared to 3 by the Braves in that frame, and they turn the ball over 5 times compared to 3 times by Indian Valley. Hawks outscored the Braves 17-16 in the third frame. As Carter going to inbound this one into the backcourt. Indian Valley with 3 timeouts remaining. Williams has it. Kicks it over to Pryor. Now gets it back. Williams now looking to drive in. Drives the baseline. Tries to kick it out. And will find Carter. Carter drives it around the horn. Finds Pryor. Pryor working one-on-one with Yoder. Step back three. Or pardon me, long two. Rims it in.
He got the bounce.
And that'll make us tied for the third time today at 36. Lob to Yoder on the left wing. Yoder one-on-one with Pryor. Almost loses the basketball. Does lose it. Picks it up. Finds Detweiler. Kicks it right wing side. Wigton fakes a three. Now takes one on the right wing. Front iron. No good. Pryor with the board. We'll kick it left wing side to Carter as he'll bring it up the court and across the timeline. Right wing side wants to drive. We'll give this one up to McComb. McComb now to Carter. Back to McComb. Right wing side now Pryor. Pryor. He's driving against Yoder once again. Kicks it out. Stepping back is faking the three is McComb. Now he wants to drive in. He falls down and a travel called. Indian Valley wanted a foul called. Looked like he might have tripped up, but I think he was the one that initiated the contact.
Yep, absolutely. A little inadvertent foot contact there. Good no call by the official.
Wigton looking to inbound it. And we'll get it in to Beachy. Beachy in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline, moves left wing side. Beachy hands this one off to Detweiler. Left wing side now for Wigton. Wigton dribbles, kicks it. Right wing side, it's picked up by Miller. Miller finds Detweiler on the right corner. Now he'll get it back up top to Beachy. 36 all here, 5:40 to play in the ball game. Left wing side for Wigton. Wigton drives in, pops it up from the lane. Hangs on the back of the rim and able to drop it in for two more.
Yeah, nice soft floater there by Wigton.
He's over the 10-point mark now with 11. Timeout called. We'll go ahead and take it with him. We'll be back on WKLM.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
5:38 to go, 38-36, Highland on top. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies player of the game. Six Monies is your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with the latest offerings at sixmonies.com. Six Monies, where quality and service never go out of style.
Never, Jake, never.
Never go out of style. And if you haven't seen these player of the game shirts, keep an eye out on some of the athletes you see around town. They are really nice shirts, and I, you know, shout out to Six Monies for putting together a great product for these players that do all this hard work. McPeak on the left wing side, going to give it up to McComb. McComb picks up his dribble, now finds Williams on the left wing side. His team trailing by two. Williams driving in, might have gotten away the travel. Kicked out for three, no good. Rebound brought in by Williams. He'll put it up, no good. Gets a board again, puts it up the third time, no good a third time. And who's the foul going to go against? It's going to go against Highland. And Hershberger picking up his fourth foul.
That's a big one there. Logan Hershberger has really played dividends on the defensive end for Highland here tonight.
Sundrup picks is the one that took that first three-pointer, by the way. I couldn't see if Hershberger was involved in that or not. He came out from behind the pile. That one is lobbed up to Williams. Williams will back out. First team foul of the quarter. As Williams driving in against Detweiler, he has a shot blocked, rebound brought in by Yoder. And now here comes Wigton. Wigton's had the hot hand here in the second half, but he has the ball taken away now. Williams driving one-on-one. He'll be fouled and one for Wigton on the foul.
He commits the ultimate sin. You get a turnover and a foul on a made bucket.
And that ties us at 38 and a chance to regain the lead for Indian Valley.
Back and forth all night, Jake.
So Williams shooting the bonus here. Puts it up. Back iron, no good. Rebound is tipped around and finally brought in by Beachy as he'll give it up to Detweiler and now Miller. So we will stay tied at 38 here. 4:44 to play in the fourth quarter. A lot of fours. So set up top now here on the left wing side as Miller fakes the pass, gets a screen, has the ball poked away, picks it up, now lobs it to Detweiler. He'll go cross court. Wigton, a wide open three, rims out. Rebounded, it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Indian Valley as they knocked it out of the hands of Yoder.
And I don't know how that ball didn't go in. It was halfway down, Jake, and out it came.
Well, there's a reason I didn't take physics in college. I don't understand. Lobbed into Yoder. He'll give it back to Miller. Miller trying to get open to either pass or shoot. Now he's going to drive the baseline. Kicks it out. Wigton now left wing side for Beachy. Beachy wants to drive in. Back to Wigton. He'll drive the baseline. He'll lose it on the baseline out of bounds. That will be the ninth Hawks turnover of the night. And we're going to see Hershberger check back in with four fouls here. And Wigton's going to take a time, take a breather. He's upset with himself there. Thought he should have had that. McPeak across the timeline, looking to go coast to coast now. Pulls back, gives it up to Pryor. Pryor drives into the lane as the ball stripped, and it's going to be tied up. It'll keep the ball with Indian Valley.
Good tie up there by Connor Beach. He just reached in and took it right out of Pryor's hands.
Indian Valley fans getting a little unruly with that. They thought they had a foul.
These officials done a good job in a very, very physical ball game tonight.
Here's Williams driving in. Works in. Detweiler with the block. Going the other way. Here's Beachy. 2-on-1. Gives it up underneath. Putting it up. No good is Hirschberger, but he's fouled. He'll shoot a pair. Give that one to McPeak. His good, third.
Good job by Beachy and Hirschberger getting out, running the floor in transition. Highland's not had a lot of those transition opportunities tonight.
His third, team's first. The first attempt is up, and that one rims out from Hirschberger.
Highland just 5 of 12 from the charity stripe so far.
Second attempt is up. No good on that one. He missed them both. Rebound there. And that's going to go to McComb. Timeout Indian Valley. We are tied at 38, 3:49 to play in regulation. We'll take it with him and be back on WKLM.
Hi, my name is Jason Fetters, a lumber tallier for Yoder Lumber. Here at Yoder Lumber, we produce the highest quality kiln-dried Appalachian hardwoods in the region. We have a wide variety of thicknesses, grades, and color sorts with the ability to surface, rip, sand, and mold. Please contact us for all your hardwood needs at 330-674-1435 or visit our website to learn more at yoderlumber.com.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Tied at 38, the fourth tie of the ball game. As it's Indian Valley ball, and they are down to two timeouts. They got 1:30 and one full timeout left.
I think this large crowd here tonight is getting their money's worth, Jake.
We'll see what Indian Valley does here. Out of a timeout, probably drew something up as McComb will look to dribble this one across the timeline, and he will. Moves to the right wing side, now finds Williams. Williams on that right wing. Trying to get it to Pryor, but now he's going to drive in, turns on the block, throws it up, no good, but a foul. Detweiler drops his hands, a little bit upset with that one. Detweiler picks up his second, team's third.
Detweiler had the defense front. Alex Miller was hounding him behind on the help side, but Detweiler gets the foul.
So we'll see Riker Williams back at the charity stripe. First attempt is up and no good. Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory certified technicians and carries a full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Call today, 330-279-4522. Second attempt for Williams, attempting to break the tie, and he will. And that gives the Hawks a lead, or pardon me, the Braves a lead here. Williams now with 11 points tonight. 39-38, Indian Valley on top. Detweiler across the timeline. 3.5 to play in this one. Beachy now gives it up to Wigton on the left wing side. Wigton dribbles up top, and a foul going to be called against Riker Williams. They are reaching in. His second, team second. Wigton looking to inbound this one. Gets it into Yoder in the backcourt. Yoder takes a dribble. Now trying to hand it off to Miller. Does eventually get it handed off. Miller, now Beachy on the left wing. Now Detweiler. Detweiler going to drive. Puts it up. Off the glass. No good. Tips it back in. No good. Miller gets the rebound and a foul against Indian Valley. So reset. And Williams picked up his third foul quickly there. team's third. He's had all three Indian Valley fouls here in the fourth quarter.
Give Alex Yoder credit on the offensive board, keeping it alive.
Miller has it right wing side, now pulls back, kicks it Detweiler on the right wing. Now here's Yoder in the corner, fakes the handoff, now drives in. He's going to take it to the bucket himself and lays it in and gives the Hawks the lead once again.
Yeah, beautiful step-through move by Yoder.
40-39, 2:50 to play in this one. They'll hand it off up top to McComb. McComb kicks it on the right wing side to Williams. Williams looking now, drives in against Detweiler, turns around, kicks it out to Pryor. Pryor wants to drive. Pryor kicks left wing side. Here's Sultan. Pardon me. Before the shot, they're going to say on Sundrup. As Miller picks up his second, team's fourth. So it'll be inbounded.
Yeah, Sundrup had that ball on the left wing, made a nice explosive move to the basket, got fouled.
And we're going to see Logan Hershberger check back in here defensively. Again, he's playing with four fouls. Look to inbound this one. Lob it up top. Pryor will go high point that one against Yoder. Pryor driving in, kicks it back up top to Williams. Braves trying to take some time off the clock as now Williams drives in, turns. He's going to put it up. No good. Rebound going to be brought in. Williams is on the floor behind him. Beachy with the rebound across the timeline. Williams was about to go right for that steal. And if he did, he might have gotten called for his four fouls. He was coming with speed from behind. Right wing side now for Hershberger. Now here's Beachy up top. Beachy to Miller on that right wing. Miller looking to drive now. Pulls back, almost loses it. Finds Sammy Detweiler. Detweiler, a college range three. Back iron, no good. Beachy with the offensive board. Timeout, Highland with 1:52 to play. And a one-point lead, a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him and be back on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hershberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We got 1:52 to play. Hawks with a 40-39 lead. And it looks like Nick Wigton going to inbound this one on the far side. Wigton inbounds it to Miller. So kick it down to Detweiler, fakes a three, now looks to drive in. Williams all over and puts up a mid-range jumper, no good. McPeak had the rebound, no, he lost it. Beachy with the rebound. We reset once again, another offensive board for the Hawks.
That's 13 of them on the night.
Now they need to turn some into second chance points, a minute and a half to play. Beachy sends it to Detweiler on the right wing side. Now back up top to Wigton, he's had the hot hand in this second half. Driving in is Miller, he's fouled from behind. And picking up foul number four here is Riker Williams.
Good news for Highland. That's team foul number four. So next one, they are shooting.
Now both teams now in the bonus. Williams checks out. And the Hawks with a chance to get things going again. Wigton going to inbound on the far sideline as both teams stack up. Wigton to Detweiler. Detweiler almost immediately double-teamed. Now Miller on the near side. Gives it up to Yoder. Yoder fakes the handoff. Now does hand it off. And now Beachy ends up with it from Miller. Beachy up top working against Pryor. Fakes the handoff to Miller. Now gets it to him on the end around. Driving in is Miller. Pulls back. Now he's going to take it to the hoop. Turns. Tried to get rid of it to Yoder. And it's taken away. Going the other way. Here's McPeak. McPeak lob. Gets rid of it. It's a sundup and rebound by, pardon me, McComb. And now a foul going to go the other way. Indian Valley wanted goaltending, and they're not going to get it.
Well, Alex Yoder came from behind, like they had an easy basket. He made the block, and Connor Beachy comes out of nowhere, grabs that rebound. What a good exchange by Highland.
And a foul on the other end after the rebound by the Hawks is going to send someone to the line.
I think it's going to be Beachy, isn't it?
Beachy going to go shoot two here. Chance to extend this lead.
How about Alex Yoder getting out, running the floor defensively, making that block? Wow.
He's had a couple of those this year. Beachy His first attempt is up. Back iron, no good. Hawks have left a lot of points at the stripe tonight.
Indeed they have.
Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you tonight by Rhodey's IGA. Brogan Simon will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight. Now, head coach Schlabaugh with under a minute. Subbing offense for defense. Week 10 is out right now. And Hershberger in. Beachy's first attempt is in there, and he'll extend the lead. Second attempt, I should say, for Beachy. He's got 7 points. Here's Landon McPeak. And if I'm Indian Valley, I'm taking as much time off this clock as I can. We're at 45 seconds. Gives it up to Pryor. Down by two, 41-39. Pryor working one-on-one with Yoder. Step back three. Off the mark. Rebound knocked around, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by McPeak as he got in there and swatted at it.
Well, that was a look that Pryor wanted right there.
Offense for defense substitutions once again. We'll see Wigton check in, and we're going to see Williams check out for the Braves. Full court press here. And if you're in Indian Valley, you almost want to foul right away once this ball is inbounded. They'll get it in to Beachy. Beachy gets it up the court to Miller. Miller across the timeline, picks up his dribble, waiting on help, finds Beachy on the left wing, drives in, pulls back, 30 seconds left, and Wigton has it up top. Wigton hands it off to Miller, and now it'll be a foul. McPeak going to pick up his fourth, and we'll see Miller go to the stripe for two.
I think Indian Valley might have let a little bit more time run off that clock than they really wanted to. They've commit that foul.
They're dropping two back on the other side of midcourt.
Big free throws here for Alex Miller.
Miller puts up the front end, rims out. Hit the back iron. Williams going to check back in. Williams has four fouls. They have three players with four fouls on the court right now. They've got one well down low. That's Landon McPeak. Beachy going to drop back to guard him.
Yeah, he spotted him.
Second attempt is up. That one is good. And that makes it a three-point ball game, and that is huge. Here comes Williams. Across the timeline. Timeout Indian Valley with 18 and a half seconds left. We'll go ahead and take it with them. We'll be right back on WKLM.
A single-family home located at 5078 Township Road 382 in Millersburg is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $465,000. This property was built in 1987 and has three bedrooms and two full and one partial baths with 1,932 square feet. Located in the Golden Valley Estates subdivision within the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Aaron Miller at 330-473-7359 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
42-39, a three-point lead for the Highland Hawks here over Indian Valley. And Troy, Tyson Pryor has been the big scorer tonight. He's got 19 points to lead all scorers. And if I'm the Hawks, I'm finding a way to keep him from getting a shot off.
Yeah, he's been their threat from deep. In fact, he's made their only three-pointer tonight as Pryor. So you know they're going to be looking to him. Don't lose track of Sundrup, though. He's quick and can go to the basket quickly.
You can give up a two here. You can't give up a three.
Absolutely.
Williams going to look to inbound this one. He'll get it in up top to McComb. Now left wing side, McPeak going to drive in. Kicks it right wing side for Williams. He'll put up a fadeaway three over top and out of bounds. And oh my goodness, that ball hit Pryor in the chest, goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it was swatted out by a Hawk, and it's going to stay with the Braves. And now Mark Schlabaugh going to take a timeout.
Wow, Jake.
My goodness. Full timeout. We'll go ahead and take one more timeout. We'll be back with the last 11 seconds on WKLM.
Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and at Millersburg Electric, we understand that your time is valuable, and you deserve a salesperson who will listen to your needs and budget, then works hard to search for availability of the right appliance to get to you in the timeliest manner. As part of a multi-million dollar buying group, our pricing is just as competitive as all those larger stores, and we get quick access to thousands of appliances. Finally, we'll send a dedicated delivery and install team to your home, and we offer service on your purchase long after the sale. Since 1945, Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at millersburgelectric.com.
each team now, well, I should say Hawks have two timeouts, one timeout for Indian Valley, and Mark Schlabel in the huddle right now preaching defense, but also reminding him, do not foul a three-point shooter.
Absolutely, that's a good point. The last thing you want to do is foul Pryor if he's going to take that deep three, and you can look for that to happen here.
If you're going to foul him, make sure he does not make the bucket.
Absolutely. Pryor just 1 of 4 from the free throw line tonight. They don't want to put Riker at the free throw line. He is 5 of 8 tonight.
McPeak inbound this one to the left of the bucket. Braves do have one timeout if they have issues getting the inbound in. They'll lob it in the corner. Pryor working against Yoder. 10 seconds left. Pryor up top. Finds Sundrup. Sundrup, he'll take a three. Contested. Front iron, no good. Rebound loose. Detweiler comes up with it. He'll be fouled. McComb thought he had a tie-up. Oh, were they changing the call there? That's 5 on McComb. McComb fouls out with 1.6 seconds to go and will go to the other way.
That's going to put Detweiler to the line. Sammy Detweiler grabbed his 8th rebound of the night on that one.
They had to allow a substitution for the 5 fouls, and now Sammy Detweiler will shoot his front end here. Detweiler, first attempt in, and that makes it a 4-point game. With 1.6 seconds to play, they have enough time to chuck it down court as Detweiler makes it a 5-point game. They don't have enough time for 2 shots, though. McPeak will just chuck that one down the court and miss it, almost hitting Carson Zoller, who's taking photographs down there. And that is how we end the ball game. Highland holds on to win 44-39. And take a big lead against Indian, or take a big lead in the IVC South. We'll be back to wrap it up next on WKLM.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets, cables, and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with improperly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and puts the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denko Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
Everyone knows that Millersburg Tire Service sells a lot of farm tires like BKT, Seat, Firestone, Michelin, Titan, Galaxy, D-Stone, and Alliance. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we also sold over 10,000 heavy-duty truck tires last year in 29 different brands. We can mount them in our truck bay, or we can drop them off. If it runs on tires, Millersburg Tire Service has it, or we can get it from the many suppliers that we have available. Plus, we sell tires in Ohio and all the surrounding states. When you want the best, call Millersburg Tire Service at 330-674-1085 and talk to one of our knowledgeable sales staff, celebrating our 70th year in the tire business.
With all the competition Holmes County offers in construction and remodeling, choosing the right contractor for your home is tough. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast of Holmes Siding Contractors. Let our 38 years of experience go to work for you. From siding to replacement, doors, and windows, we have the knowledge and experience to offer you affordable solutions. We only use the best, like Provia. Beautiful on the outside and energy efficient on the inside. Provia is the perfect choice to accent your home's true beauty. Check us out at homesiding.com.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have 81% lean ground chuck, $3.48 a pound. Beef shoulder boneless English roast, $4.59 a pound. And a 3-pound bag of California sweet seedless navel oranges for $1.99. We also have Gerber's chicken thighs, $1.99 a pound. Beef shoulder boneless English steak, $4.69 a pound. Beef stew meat, $4.99 a pound. And pork shoulder steak for $2.19 a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Back at the Reese Center, final score in this one, it was Highland 44, Indian Valley 39. The Hawks would have a 9-8 lead after one quarter of play, but Indian Valley would storm back and outscore the Hawks 10-8 in the second frame and go into halftime with an 18-17 lead. In the third quarter, Hawks would outscore by 1 point, 17-16, and after three quarters of play, we were tied at 34.
And then it was all Hawks in the fourth quarter, outscoring Indian Valley 10-5 to get to the final score of 44-39. For Indian Valley, leading the way in this one, 19 points, Tyson Pryor. Pryor shot 6 of 8 from the two-point land, 2 of 3 from downtown, 1 of 4 from the charity stripe. After that, 11 points from Riker Williams. Williams shot 2 of 11 from two-point land, but 5 of 8 from the charity stripe. 6 points would come from Noah Sundrup, as Sundrup shot 3 of 6 from two-point land, 0 of 2 from downtown, and 3 points came from Tanyan McComb. Tannen shot 1 of 2 from two-point land, 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. On the other side for the Highland Hawks, they were led by Nick Wigton and Alex Yoder. Wigton shot 3 of 10 from downtown, 1 of 4 from two-point land. And Alex Yoder shot 5 of 9 from the field and 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. Then 10 points from Sammy Detweiler, who turned it on in the second half. He did not hit a three-pointer. He was 0 of 2, but he was 3 of 10. Pardon me, 3 of 9 from two-point land, 5 of 6 from the charity stripe. 7 points came from Connor Beachy, who was 3 of 4 from the field and 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. And 4 points from Alex Miller, who was 1 of 3 from two-point land, 0 of 3 from downtown, and 2 of 3 from the charity stripe. With the the final team numbers now. We're going back to the first half, Troy.
No, we're not going back to the first half. We're going to give you the totals right now, and here they are. For Indian Valley on the night, they would go 3 of 7 behind the arc for 45%. Highland, they got them when they needed, just 3 of 15 for 20%. From two-point range, it would be Highland going 13 of 29 for 45%, while Indian Valley was 12 of 31 for 39%. From the free throw line, Highland would come back shooting 9 of 13, good for 70% on the night, while Indian Valley 6 of 14 for 43%. Big rebounding advantage goes to the Highland Hawks tonight, 36 to 28. Highland commit 10 turnovers, 9 on the night for Indian Valley.
And with the win, the Hawks will move to 7-2 on the season. Indian Valley suffers just their second loss, and they will drop to 8-2. And Troy, it was really an all-around effort from the Hawks. They trailed for much of the second and third quarters, but they got a lead. We were tied 4 separate times in this ball game, and able to find a way to get through and win. A big part of that was because of Nick Wigton draining some threes.
Well, absolutely. You know, and Highland is continuing to struggle from shooting good from deep behind the arc this year. But those 2 threes by Wigton in the third, that was a big spark for Highland there. That got them over the hump, got them the lead that they would never give up again. And, you know, what an effort by Highland. Again, this sounds ridiculous a lot, but, you know, it's defense, defense, defense for Highland. They keep themselves in there with defense, get scoring opportunities when they can, and they're getting here with a quality win over a very, very good Indian.
Yeah, so Nick Tin is going to be our Six Monies player of the game. He'll receive a t-shirt courtesy of Six Monies. Congratulations, Nick, for that one. One more thing I want to point out. Tyson Pryor, hard to say you played great defense against a guy that scored almost 20 points, but they really held him in check in that final about 5-minute stretch.
Well, let me tell you, he worked hard for the 19 points that he got. Alex Schroeder did an outstanding job on him, like good help from his teammates. But, you know, hey, Pryor is a great athlete for Indian Valley, and, you know, 19 points, that's a great effort for him. So hats off to the young man. Good performance by Pryor.
So taking a look at the schedule for each teams after this one, Indian Valley going to move on to try to get a win over Meadowbrook. That's going to be tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. for them. Meanwhile, for the Highland Hawks, their next game is going to be against Claymont on the 9th at 7:30 p.m. Down in Yorksville. So each team looking to, well, for the Hawks staying on the winning track, for Indian Valley looking to keep pace with Sandy Valley now in the IVC South.
Well, this IVC, you know what's going to do. It's going to come right down to the end of the year. It's going to be a tight race the whole way through, so Highland hanging on to that lead for now, Jake.
Well, any final thoughts on this one, Troy?
Well, it was a great game, great way to wrap up the evening here with a Highland victory, and we get ready for the ladies here tomorrow night.
Well, that's going to just about do it for us. Again, thank you to, got a few thank yous to send out. First, Brogan Simel back at WKLM Sports Central, pushing all the buttons, making sure you can hear us here on FM 95.3 as well as online on WKLMFM.com. Also, Troy Fritz, always great to work with you. I'm sure I'll see you next week as we get set for finishing up the last regular season bit before the Classic in the Country.
My pleasure, Jake. Good to work with you, and I cannot wait to be here for a three-day event next week, and it's going to be a blast.
I'm ready for the noodles.
Amen.
Well, once again, the final score in this one, it was Highland 44 and Indian Valley 39. For Brogan Steinle and Troy Fritz, I am Jake Seidel signing off, reminding you to stay safe and healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow here on WKLM. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.